The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
For relieffactor.com.
The voice of the people. News Talk 710, KNUS, Denver. He doesn't care. He doesn't have to.
Because there's no one else like him.
It's Peter Boyles on News Talk 710, KNUS.
Well, that part of it's true. Thursday morning, the fifth morning of November 2020. Right now, yesterday morning, when this started to slide, 710 KNUS, I'm Peter Boyles. So when we came on the air yesterday morning at 5 a.m., saying, hey, you know, we're projecting Donald Trump to win. And then these democratically controlled states stop counting votes. It's an election. You're supposed to count votes. And then suddenly votes appear. And now Joe Biden is ready to win. And now what? What have we watched? What a difference a morning makes. Today would be 75. Tomorrow, 74. 710 KNUS. Back tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. Stephen Tubbs killed it yesterday. That Ken Buck moment. I think he may have lost a friend. He certainly lost a guest. And those guys are never really your friends. I've learned this about politicians. They're only convenient. They're not your friends. If you think they're your friends and you're playing golf with them and playing gin and hanging and banging and doing something, they're not your friends. Casper's going to join us. If you're looking for a great selection of glasses, you got to see Alan Stack Optical. Alan has been doing this. Well, his dad started it. And the great personalized service. Now, during this pandemic, they came up with the coolest marketing idea. By the way, what I'm wearing now, Stack Optical, motorcycle glasses, going to try and get a ride in today, maybe tomorrow. Prescription ski goggles. They say Winter Park's going to open late in November. Sunglasses. Name and claim it. Alan Stack Optical has it. But here's the cool thing that they've done. You got to do it by appointment. You know, normally you can park, walk into a store. But now during the pandemic, they said, okay, by appointment only. So you give them a call today and ask for the, you know, whatever you want, but start by making the appointment. Alan, 303-321-1578, 303-321-1578. And they say, okay, when, where, and then you tell them. And remember, they got the door locked. You park in the parking lot. They're 2233 South Monaco Parkway, South Monaco and Evans, by appointment only. And then they unlock the door, and you and the family unit come in, shut the door, lock the door. Everything is straight up, really controlled against the pandemic, and you get the work done you need to have done. It's so smart, Alan Stack's the good guy. 303-321-1578, stackoptical.com on the web, stackoptical.com, 303-321-1578. The man with a plan. Casper, good morning, man. Thanks for coming back on the show.
Yes, here we are once again.
Me and you and a dog named Boo. Now, to start this off, I got to play these two speeches, or the speechifying of Cory Gardner and then watching Stephen Tubbs lose Ken Buck as a friend. Everyone knows Casper. When did we meet? Like 10 years ago or something? I don't know. I'm trying to remember.
It's been about 8 years, I think.
Eight years? Wow. And yeah. So, by the way, I'll play both of these cuts and then you tell me what you think. Everyone knows Casper. So, and I captured a speech. I saw it when it happened on Tuesday night, and people said, man, I didn't see that. Thank you for playing it. Well, you do with this as you may. This is Cory Gardner supporting John Hickenlooper, and you'll hear the same thing from Ken Buck. This, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, the Republican Party that can't win. Let's begin with Cory Gardner and his goodbye speech, and let's all help John Hickenlooper. Billy, if you would. Oh, hang on a second. We're tight.
Sorry, I was talking to a caller that was asking for information, and so I missed the setup because I'm sorry.
Okay, I set up the Cory Gardner moment.
Oh, yeah, Cory.
Okay,
there
we go.
All right. Again, sorry about this.
That's okay. No problem. We got this.
Here it is.
All right.
A moment ago, I spoke to Senator-elect John Hickenlooper to congratulate him on his victory tonight, to welcome him to the United States Senate, and to make sure that he knows I will support him in this transition any way that I can, to make sure that it's as smooth as possible, and we will assist him with any questions that he might have as he navigates this new role. And please understand, to all the people who supported our efforts tonight, that his success is Colorado's success. And our nation and our state need him to succeed. We need to be united together. So again, thanks to the tireless volunteers who...
I don't know if I wanted to go any further than that. I just blah, blah, blah. And then Stephen Tubbs yesterday, and listen for these moments. There's a break moment when Ken Buck gets mad because Stephen asked him, I mean, the absolute worst campaign I've witnessed in Colorado. This Cory Gardner campaign was worse than Walker Stapleton. That was worse than Bob Beaupre. I mean, these guys cannot strip each other. But listen for the moment. Remember in The Simpsons, watch this moment when Ralph Wiggum's heart breaks. Listen to Stephen lose a friend.
I am sad for Colorado. I have no problem with John Hickenlooper. I think he, you know, will do a good job. But Cory Gardner is just really an outstanding person, an outstanding senator, and loves Colorado. And I just felt like he was a huge loss when he lost last night, a huge loss for Colorado.
I agree. And you have certainly, I'm sure, a different relationship with Cory Gardner than I do, but I've been friends with the family and his wife, and I know their kids, you know, to a certain extent, and I've followed his political career here in Colorado. What did he do wrong?
Here it is.
Come on.
I mean,
you're
brother,
better than that.
Listen, I think he can. He should have been better than that, and he's my friend. His campaign go ahead.
Well, I don't think he did anything wrong. I think there was Colorado is a very difficult place to win statewide now. And I think it shows because we haven't had a statewide winner for years. Heidi Ganahl, the CU region, is the last statewide elected official,
you know,
Republican elected
I'm
official.
I'm over this. So why do you take their money, Ken? Why do you exist? And you can't win because of the way you guys do what you do. Billy was talking about you got a football team. And enough said. Go back to Casper. All right, my boy, what did you think of those two speechifies?
Embarrassing. Completely and utterly embarrassing.
Why?
Well, there's very little that Cory did right during this election.
Not according to Ken Buck.
I know, and he's a problem too. And I like them both as people, but at the top of these parties, they merge together. I heard Ken say he doesn't have a problem with John Hickenlooper. Mm. Well, I got a problem with John Hickenlooper, even if he's a senator. I still got a problem with him. And as the leader of the Republican Party doesn't have a problem with the opposing senator on the other side,
sure,
then that leader needs to be replaced.
Well, Cory Gardner will help him any way he can.
Already did. Yeah, been there, done that.
Got the shirt.
Oh my God, man! I don't even know where to start.
Well, no, I mean, I heard the speech, and nobody else played the speech. Big deal. Me and Billy and I started playing that speech yesterday, and yeah. I remember I kept coming back. You remember Hillary Clinton? Resist, rise.
Yeah, yeah. I understand them being nice in the sense I understand it being nice and saying that they, you know, that, okay, you won, I lost. But after that, he should say, look, we're going to continue to fight because he should not be senator. We're going to find somebody to run against him in 6 years, you know, something like that. Not to just say, oh, yeah, you know, I don't have a problem with John Hickenlooper. Well, I got a problem.
No, I do,
big
too.
Problem with John
big one, me too. And he said, yeah. They're saying we can't win. I'm going, well, why are you taking $10 and $20 contributions from little old ladies in Heather Gardens?
I've been telling them for 8 years that they need to change what they're doing because they're on a losing path. And what do I know? Because I'm not a high-end paid consultant. You know, I'm just a crazy little black guy from Denver.
Well, I understand. But look at this. Casper Stockham, Peter Boyles. You know, you went to every rally. Did you ever see either Ken Buck and or Cory Gardner at any of those rallies?
Not only did we not see them, we didn't even hear them thanking us for pulling all these patriots together to vote for the Republican Party.
Look, now, when the trucks and big SUVs were driving all around Colorado with Trump flags, did you ever see a Cory Gardner flag?
Nope. They had my flags, but they didn't have any Cory Gardner, Ken Buck, or anybody else's flag.
When Tex Keltner gets shot between the eyes, did Cory say anything about that?
Nope, and I was 75 feet away from Tex when he got shot. I talked about it on my social media platform and everything else.
Mr. I Can't, We Can't Win, Ken Buck, after Keltner got shot between the eyes, he never said anything either, right?
Nope.
When downtown was being burned and the state house was being trashed, Cory Gardner was actually a state rep at one time. Do you recall him saying anything about that?
Nope. And as you know, I was down there. Stephen and I were down there, and I was in Stephen's documentary, Denver and Decay. Not a word from the state party, not a word from any of our Republican representatives, to include Doug Lamborn
None of them. All right. So, when you held rallies, did they even send a representative?
Never. It's even worse than that, Peter, because I was running for office and I asked all of those guys, Ken and Corey, for an endorsement after the primary. So you're just me.
And I couldn't
get their endorsement.
I go back when John Hickenlooper, can you imagine this guy, Ken Buck, saying that Cory Gardner did nothing wrong? Those ads, they spent, I'm told, between $8 and $9 million on those ads. Did you see one ad about creating the homeless problem in Denver that you and Stephen have talked about?
Nope.
About Donnie Young's murder or the murder of Tom Clements? Did you see any of those ads?
Not one.
Did you see any ad about giving driver's licenses and creating Colorado into a sanctuary state? Did you hear one ad?
Not one.
Why? Well, we did everything we can. We did. That was a good campaign.
Because if they don't know how to fix this, then they need to step down immediately. Because there are those of us out here that do know how to fix it. George, myself, Randy's got some great ideas. We can fix this, but we have to get them out. So the party needs to be, burn it down, whatever.
Burn it down.
It definitely needs to be completely 100% changed from what it is, because they are going in the 100% the wrong direction. It needs to be a 180-degree turn.
If you can't win, why take the fight? Or why take the money from the little old ladies that give you 15 and 20 bucks? Why do they do that?
Like George said, it's all about the money for them. They don't care about our state anymore. And it's sad for me to say that, because people think the Republican Party actually cares about freedom and liberty and all the other stuff. But they haven't pushed back against the COVID stuff.
No.
They haven't pushed back against mask mandates, none of this stuff.
No.
Not one word about mask mandates. The only thing they say is, well, we're going to get you more masks from China. Well, thank you very much.
Corey's getting you some Chinese masks. I thought, what?
Yeah.
Oh, way to go.
Yeah.
How about that ad?
And they don't know what they're doing. Yeah. But they truly don't know what they're doing wrong. Yeah. And that's even sadder.
Well, but they say that. But how can they not, when they've had their hat handed to them for the last 15, 16 years, how can they turn around and say, we really don't know why this is happening?
For the same reason that they don't understand that they're called racist by the Democrats.
So what?
When I've been called N-words by way more Democrats than Republicans.
I got over that.
But they don't even see that it's a very simple solution. You have to do the reach out, the outreach into these different areas, into the Hispanic community, the Black community, and so forth. That's how Trump won the first time, and now it's being totally taken away. The election is being taken away through the mail-in ballots and all the fraud and everything else. But that's how Trump was able to succeed the first time, is by reaching out to those different groups.
Where was the blue wave? The only place the blue wave hit was here.
Yeah.
That really, truly was.
And it happened 5 minutes
It was over.
At the polls closed.
Help me out. Help me help you. Casper talking, Peter Boyles. You've listened to the show. You've been on the show many, many times. The last 6 to 8 weeks, and I've been talking about this, and like I said, I got big shoulders. I can take a punch. But the kinds of things that were said to me and about me and behind my back and to the bosses and unsigned emails for telling the truth that this guy got beat by double digits. All the Electoral College votes went. Lauren Boebert now is the face of the party, and they don't want anything to do with her.
Yeah, yeah. The only reason she survived is because Trump put his arms around her and stuff. Hey, otherwise, they'd have attacked her.
Remember when she went up to Rushmore and her husband rode his motorcycle up? Did Corey go up there, or did Ken Buck go up to Rushmore?
No, they weren't invited.
Or they just didn't go. You could have been invited. You're a U.S. senator. Hey, I like to be there with the president. Nope. Come on. They just didn't go.
Come on, man.
Come on, man. You know, like, now we have Ken Buck doing that. Come on, man, you're better than that. No, I'm not. I'm not better than that. Come on the radio show and tell me I should be better than that.
I was a Trump fan early on, so I've been wearing the MAGA hats and so forth. When he came to Tulsa, it wasn't even in Colorado. It was close enough, and we went to the Tulsa rally.
I know.
When he was down to the Air Force Academy, I was down there.
That day. At the Air Force Academy, was Ken Buck there?
Not that I'm aware of.
Of course he wasn't. Oh, man. Come on, man. All right, what are you going to – listen, I've been putting you over already for mayor, and then Billy says, Peter –
We got plans.
We got plans.
We got plans, but I don't live in Denver, man. You have to –
Come and stay at my house.
Run from there.
Can you use my address? You can be like.
That's how they do it.
That's how they do it.
Just send mail to an address and you're good.
I know people that are doing this right now. I know. That's an old.
That's all you have to do.
Yeah, you got a mailing address. I said yesterday I had plenty of time. I could have gone out to DIA, got on a plane, going back to Pittsburgh and voted.
Mm-hmm.
So what are you going to do?
Already by now.
Yeah, I mean, twice.
I tell you what's going to happen. There's going to be a reckoning. We've got some plans already in motion to – I don't want to say too much now because it's not official, but we're going to create a better party apparatus.
I launched a Bolshevik party yesterday afternoon. With George. I said, what are you going to say? We're going to be Bolsheviks. And Chuck Bonnewell wants to be Trotsky. And I said, no, it's like, this thing has to burn to the ground. The Ken Bucks have to go, you know, take Corey with them. Take them all. Go. Beat it. Yeah.
People wanted me to run for state chair. But the problem is, you know, now I'm the head of the snake that's corrupted everything else.
You got no chance.
And that makes it even worse.
You got no chance. You got no chance.
Right. Right.
Remember, Slim and Numb, was it Slim and None, and Slim just left town? I don't know.
Anyway, we've got some really, really good things in the works, and I'll definitely keep you up to speed as soon as they keep the company official.
I love you. Thanks, man. The best.
Okay,
Kasper's talking, everybody. Yeah. We open lines between now and 9, and, of course, Stefan this afternoon. I said, Stefan lost his friend. 710 Kane, U.S. Twin Aspen Dental Center. Open, and if you need some specialty work to make your smile beautiful, you need a family dental clinic for your checkups and cleanings. Dr. Brian Richter, my guy, the family unit. Everybody goes, he's our dentist, pandemic or not. Keeping people and employees and the community safe is his top priority. On the level right now, be confident in your smile. Become a new patient today and get free teeth whitening for life. 303-841-7466. 303-841-7466. I know there's a pandemic. But if you have a toothache, something hurts, you need this, you need that. Patients, procedures, everybody stay safe. Free teeth whitening for life. Become a new patient today and get free teeth whitening for life. This is the good guy. 303-841-7466, 841-7466. On the web, TwinAspenDentalCenter.com.
News Talk 710 KNUS. Listen live at radio.com. We now return to the Peter Boyle Show.
We got a line open. Good morning, everyone. Good Monday. Good morning. Get that out Thursday morning. There it is. Tomorrow's Friday, November 5, 2020. Stefan this afternoon. Going to be 75 for a high today, 74 tomorrow. Now what? Fascinating. Yesterday at this time, it started to slip away, and these democratically controlled states quit counting votes. It's an election. You count votes. And then suddenly votes appear. And all of a sudden now, Donald Trump's on the downhill slide. 710 KNUS, Denver's talk station. Who bailed Matthew Dolloff out of jail? The murderer, Matthew Dolloff, got out of jail. And what day did they choose to do it? Election day. Fascinating. the last 6 to 8 weeks here on the morning show, 710 KNUS. Now what? Everything we said has become true. What a difference a day makes. And I just watch this stuff, and I'm always amazed. 303-696-1971. Again, holidays are coming. Need some cash. Converting diamonds and gold and sterling silver and wedding bands and Rolex watches into cash at David Ellis Jewelry. Instant cash on the spot. David's been buying precious metals, coins, and jewelry in Colorado for decades. David offers confidential evaluations on estate sale jewelry, precious metals, coins, silver sets, and antique items. No obligation. The free evaluations, private and confidential. Call David Ellis Jewelry today. Call David at 303-322-8779. 303-322-8779. He's at 3rd and Clayton at Cherry Creek North. They got black awnings on the building. It's expanded 6 days a week, and the man is there. You pull up, David's there. 303-322-8779. DavidEllisJewelry.com. All right, here we go. We go to Frank on 403. Frank, you're on the show. Good morning.
Hey, Peter. Good morning. So what do you think of this amazing opportunity we have to really see what's going on in the electoral system? I mean, they're going to be ripping these things apart in Philadelphia, yeah. Don't you think?
What do you think? You say.
More registered voters came out than any other time in history. It seems like there's a massive amount of fakery going on, but nobody wants to say that because they're afraid. But if you say that, then you're saying something against the Republic or something. But I think it's pretty clear that voting has been faking. They've been faking voting since there's been voting, right?
Well, I mean, we've been over this bunches of times with historians. There's elections that have been literally stolen. We learned, you know, the Kennedy election is a classic example. Yeah, I mean, it has happened before. It will happen again.
And this is something clearly happening now, wouldn't you say?
It's just weird.
Rhyme or reason to some of this stuff.
Help me out. Why, and these are all Democratic-controlled states, Democratic governors, why did they stop counting votes?
Well,
I mean, Georgia claims they had a water main break. Wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Nevada?
Then they send some people home at 9 o'clock, too, and they say, well, it's too late. We can't pay overtime or something.
I'm like everybody else. You know, and what's the great line? I only know what I read in the papers, but I only know what I read on the Internet. And
well, I have family and they've done these types of things. I mean, they've gone into a lot of places around the country, but mainly where I'm at now. I've been out of Colorado for 5 years. I had to leave for many reasons, go for health. And I want to come back. But in the 5 years that I've been away, you guys have let it go.
I agree.
I really thought Colorado would flip.
No way. I mean, mm-hmm. people that you know, were past tense, very angry. You're wrong. Colorado's going to landslide for Trump. No, it's not. No, you're wrong, man. Cory Gardner's going to get reelected in a landslide. No, he's not. And if you predicate it, and you know, as my grandma would say, God bless you for driving around in trucks with Trump flags. But it wasn't going to make the difference in this state because of the Republican Party. I mean, there are people with good intentions and great hearts.
Do you think the Republican Party there is really the Republican Party, or are they just offshoot of the Democrat Party?
Actually, no.
It looks to me like those guys threw everything.
Actually,
it looks to me like they're working for a different team.
Actually, they are Republicans. They're the Walker Stapleton. They are the Mike Kaufman. They are the Bob Beaupre, the Mitt Romney Party. They are. That's the George W. Bush. That's the Republican Party.
Died in 2016.
It did not. That's what
well,
the.
I think there was, a, I think I, well, there was Frank, a major, major.
Frank, mm-hmm. That's the deep state. That's the swamp.
So you mentioning deep state and the swamp. Can I throw a word out or actually a can you, are you familiar with D6?
No.
Delta 6?
No.
Okay, so Stefan was talking with somebody recently about this phenomenon called the QAnon movement.
Well, I know that. Yes, I've read about that.
Okay, so according to you know, deep into the movement, what deep state means is D6, and what D6 is was kind of a world intelligence group between Britain and the CIA that didn't work on you know, typical you know, plans of action. And that's what's really been coming down, that D6 has been active for far too long. And one of the heads of it was brought down a few years ago. That would have been Mr. McCain.
I thought, you know, I mean, look, conspiracy theories. I mean, that's what the Bilderberg is.
Yeah, well, that's not a conspiracy theory.
No, it's real. That's my point.
You tried to bring that up, and you said they did a video with the Maserati, and that's the link. The Maserati is the link because he took a drive to Bilderberger in the Maserati. That's crazy.
I mean, one of my dearest friends owns a Maserati. I mean, why? Mm-hmm. Do you really think that ad, because we brought up the Maserati, Frank McNulty and the work that Frank did, and you know, and then my friends that bring up the stuff in the Bilderberg. So John Hickenlooper lands in Turin and gets in the back of a Maserati. And that's mm-hmm. I mean, it isn't what you were riding, and it's where you were going and coming from. And so mm-hmm. the brilliant Republicans made an ad with a Maserati in it. Now, they said they didn't want anything to do with my ideology on the Bilderberg, but why would you put the Maserati in the ad?
Because that's a D6 kind of move. Okay. This is a psychological warfare that's going on, and they can do things.
What did it mean? What did the Maserati mean?
It's a form of, you know, the word gaslighting. It's
sure,
a form
of course.
A way of a person coming up who's crazy and drives you crazy.
But it had no meaning.
And
in other words, the Maserati had...
It does to you.
How?
It doesn't to anyone
actually,
else.
Actually, it meant nothing to me. I don't care what kind of a car you rode in.
It means something to you because you know what the reference was.
No, I understand
that. The reference was that it was an admission. There's an admission there.
Well, then why couldn't those Republican hard-hitting, hard-charging ad makers say, and by the way, he rode this to this very super secret meeting. When he came back, he declared he's going to mm-hmm. run for president. That's the ad. Mm-hmm.
You go back to 2008, Obama and Hillary, they were chosen. Colorado has not been our state. Colorado has been kind of a form of this control, yeah. and it needs to come back. A lot of these guys need to just get out and retire because the Republic has changed. I mean, Trump is opening the doors, and we're starting to see things that we've been missing for a long time.
We'll see what happens. Good, man. Good call. We go to Terry on 2. Hey, Terry, you're on a radio show. Good morning.
Hi, sir. How are you?
No, sir. I'm good. Thanks. Fine.
I'm glad that you're continuing to expose what goes on in the city of Denver. I always appreciate that, sir. I really do. But I just wanted to bring up the fact that, the goons were out in downtown last night again. And you got to wonder, I'm just kind of curious, I don't want to say this because, we love our country. We all do. But, my man, I think we're headed for something real nasty. I think the Civil War is coming. And here's, just something, just, you know, there's something wrong in the country.
I want to bring this up. If, as my grandma would say, God forbid, if Donald Trump loses, the blunting of that Civil War will begin. If Donald Trump continues, it's on. But last night, and only because I'm a weird character, there was a flag that the street they were on 14th and Colfax and Franklin Streets last night. And I swear to God, the sign said, swear to you, death to fascism and liberalism that enables it. Now, people didn't get that. If you read Lenin, Lenin, it was a great pamphleteer. We've talked about this before. The works of Lenin could fill a library. And one of the pamphlets that Lenin wrote was Death to Liberalism. And Lenin said, give me a communist because he knows what he wants. Give me a monarchist, an absolute monarchist, because he knows what he wants. Death to liberals because liberals don't know what they want. And so when I'm seeing this sign they're carrying, it's a big sign called, I'm reading it to you, death to fascism and liberalism that enables it. They're Leninists. By saying that, I mean, that's one of Lenin's proclamations, that give me an absolute monarchist because he knows what he wants. Give me a communist because he knows what he wants. A liberal, kill him. They don't know what they want. And it was called death to liberalism. It was one of Lenin's many pamphlets, and it appears last night, and I'm thinking to myself, These are the Bolsheviks. These are who these people are.
Pete, I was just going to ask you a quick one. I don't want you to get too deep into it, but can you answer to me, we saw in the 20th century and again in the 21st century, the world we're living in now, you know, over the last 20 years, Marxism, communism, it doesn't work. It's a failure. I mean, why would these people continue to buy into this ideology? I don't understand.
Why is there religion? Because Marxism is a religion.
So it's just a form of religion.
It has a payoff. It has a belief. I've said this many times, and people get all twisted around the axle. Marxism has a payoff. religion has a payoff. If you do these certain things, you will go to heaven. Marx says nonsense. We can create that heaven here. Marxism has its sacred books. Religion has its sacred books. They have prophets. They have martyrs. You know, Che Guevara is a martyr to Marxism if you read these Talmudic Marxists. And it all leads to this place where we're going to have a new man. A new man is going to be recreated. And if you are born again, if you adapt or, you know, come to these acceptances of Islam, those kinds of things, then you become a more perfect person. The Marxists, especially the Freudian Marxist, look at this and they say, we can develop this new guy. If you read One Dimensional Man and read those books and you understand what those people were saying, we can have a new man. Marx actually talked about a new man, especially the people who came after Marx, especially the French Marxists, talked about, we'll develop a new person who's not greedy, who doesn't want to get ahead, who simply, you know, that's one of the things they look at is watching, you know, the world, and we all get along, and I come back to this, and everybody gets bent around the axle. But that's what John Lennon's singing in Imagine. There's no heaven, there's no hell, there's no borders, nothing to die for. And everything, there's peace in the valley. And people in religion believe that. The Marxists believe it. I mean, it's nothing new. I mean, the Marxist payoff is, I will take care of you from the moment you're born to the moment you die. The state.
So the state's basically the god then, right? And you look to the state for everything.
But Marx talks about
control everything.
But be careful, because Marx talks about what he calls the withering away of the state. That, yes, we have to be this way, you know, Joseph Stalin creating the more perfect man. We have to be this way. That's why these people that were in this country, they were called Stalinists, because they really believed there was socialism and equality in one country, in Soviet Union. It was a lie. But, you know, every totalitarian has that payoff, but using this notion of fascism's sweet song. And in spite of these idiots carrying this flag about fascism last night, they themselves are fascist. But it comes to this moment, and I've told it too many times, and it's fascism's sweet song. And this is the sweet song, Terry. I'll take care of you. What? I'll take care of you. And there are so many people.
And it's clearly a lie, right?
Oh, no, it's not a lie. No, it's a lie. No, it's not a lie. But the payoff comes with, you say, well, what do you want for that? And the voice says, we'll let you know.
And that means exactly.
And so, you know, like I had a great afternoon with my grandson. A kid just, I love him. But his parents, what he eats, what time he goes to bed, what he watches, what he reads, you know, what he sees, where he goes, what he does. And so the state now will control you. Believe me when I tell you this. And I, you know, I'm weird enough and I'm an old man. You let these Biden characters get in here for more than a term. Say goodbye to talk radio. Talk radio has to go. Matter of fact, whoever, if Joe wins, as my grandma said, God forbid, Joe's going to put somebody in to run the FCC. Their Jones is what we do. I mean, their Satan is Limbaugh. And they'll get down on the level. Look, I am who I am. I'm an old man. What are you going to do to me? You know, I ran my race. You know, what are you going to do to me? But they want us gone. I'm not making that up.
I'm with you too. I really feel the reason I went out and voted, told everybody to vote. I just did anything I could.
Oh.
It wasn't so much for me because I'm getting older.
What are you going to do to me? What are we going to do to me?
I want them to have the life we did. But I'll tell you, I think this is in serious trouble.
Listen,
but
trust me, because these people, these idiots marching. And I mean, honest to God, I yellowed it out. I have it in front of me. I haven't even had the opportunity to bring it today. Death to the fascism and the liberalism that enables it. Because Lenin's telling you, death to liberalism. Why? Because you're fools. Why are you fools? Because you don't know what you want. We know what we want. And we're going to take care of you. That's what medical care is. That's what, you know, and eventually Marx's world, and he speaks nothing of it. In the end of, and all of Marx's writing, and I'm, you know, I geeked out on Marx. Marx always says, to each according to his need, and from each according to his ability. That's it. There's no what the future will look like. There's none of that. They have to each and from each. And you will give to me what I need, and I will give to you what you need, and we'll have a magic circle jerk, and you'll be happy, and I'll be happy, but you won't own your own home. You won't own your car if you even have one, because the state will own it. But you don't have to worry about anything. You go to work, you come home, the food will be there. What will you eat? Well, you eat what the state will say is right for you. You'll watch what the state says is right for you to watch. Look what they did in Germany. Look what they did in Soviet Union. Look what they're doing in North Korea. That's what these people have intention for you. And so they can't allow a radio show like this that has, you know, somewhat of a free exchange of ideas. They could never allow somebody to sit on the air and talk about Marxism as this phony religion. But it is.
How do we stop it, Pete? How do we stop it?
Well, because it comes in a guise. Lenin also tells us, and I had this conversation with John Medved yesterday, the end will justify the means. When they're murdering people, when they're doing all the crap that they did, and don't kid yourself, when they bring in, it was an NKVD and eventually morphs into KGB, when they're killing people. They're purging and killing people. And in Lenin's world, and in Stalin's world, or in Adolf Hitler's world, or in Mao's world, it's okay. Because when we are getting to, the end which we're getting to, the perfect world, will justify how we get here. The means of getting here, nothing. The end will justify it. So when we have the perfect world, the perfect state, and, oh, and by the way, none of it is going to be perfect until the entire world is Marxist. And I can go to religion people. I tell you, the whole world will be perfect. We're all Christians. The whole world will be perfect. We'll become, look what Islam is about. You convert by the sword. You know, when we all worship, when we all go to Muhammad, when we all go to Allah, the world will be a better place. And I fear people like that. I fear people who speak to God or for God. I speak to people to tell me what's going to happen when I die. I fear these people. I mean, not in the fear, I'm afraid of you, but my point is, and Karl Marx gives, remember, Marx is principally a historian. He puts a locomotive onto history. He's a brilliant writer. I mean, forget people that throw rocks. Karl Marx writes about the locomotive that pulls us into tomorrow. And he's the first historian to put a locomotive on history. And he's right. There is a locomotive. But, you know, the others, you know, there's a guy, Carlyle. I used to read Carlyle. Carlyle had the great man theory, that history is run by great men. Adolf Hitler believed the great man theory. There's the technical people that say technology pulls us. But Marx said there's a locomotive that pulls us into tomorrow. And it's a clash, and he's taking Hegel, and he's recreating history through Hegel's eyes. And he's right. He's absolutely right. But the question is, where are we headed now? And he also says,
exactly, when do we push back? What's going to happen?
They don't, because they're right now, look, going after the cops, and I'm really behind, I got a break. If you read all the French Marxists who really were pulling back the scabs, who did they principally go after? Well, you go back and look at it, the cops. When the Bolsheviks, read Solzhenitsyn when he's talking about the 200 years, who was the target? The cops. Who are they targeting? Cops. These people, they learn, they know, they read. They're who they are, but they know a hell of a lot more than, you know, the people that we talk to. These people have intent, they have purpose, and they have a target, and they do have, as Lenin told them, your end will justify the means of getting there. I love the call. Thank you. It's the truth. Marxism, know it as a religion. There are sacred books. There are martyrs. There's prophets. Matter of fact, Trotsky was known as the prophet, right? Isaac Deutscher, great historian, did a three-volume history of Trotsky. What did they call him? The prophet. The prophet armed, the prophet unarmed, the prophet outcast. Yesterday, Bonnewell, I'm telling Bonnewell about we're going to become Bolsheviks. Bonnewell said, I want to be Trotsky. Groundbreaking advanced FUE treatment from Advanced Hair Restoration is finally here in Denver. Receding hair, man, for me, bald spots and thinning hair and your receding hairline. Look, especially younger guys, man. This doctor, Tanya Pauls, is brilliant. She's a surgeon, and she's way cool, and Farah and the team. So we bomb in there, and it's like, it is way cool. Advanced FUE treatment takes just one day. It's pain-free. Your new hair starts growing the very next day. You know the truth about you. You can lose your hair. Get ahead of it. It's 100% guaranteed. Advanced hair, this is new technology. It's here. Get the very highest standard of care, well beyond CDC guidelines. To celebrate Advanced Hair's grand opening in Denver, get special financing, $250 off, 250 free hair grafts. Call them up. And they are, I mean, it's very, very private. It's confidential. It's sophisticated. It is, I mean, I was blown away how cool it is. 720-459-HAIR. 720-459-HAIR. One-day treatment. Life-changing results. Your new hair is 100% guaranteed to grow. 720-459-HAIR. 720-459-HAIR. Or visit advancedhair.com.
Listen live at radio.com. We now return to the Peter Boyle Show.
10 before the hour, Stefan, this afternoon. Beautiful day, 75, the high 74 tomorrow. Tomorrow's Friday. We'll know more. The update's coming in on the Georgia vote count. We'll see what happens. Now's the time to pay attention to your spending. Who knows what's going to happen? All things money-related. Prepare for continued disruption. Do everything in our power to protect ourselves, our families. But one of the smartest and best things you could do, don't waste your money on things you don't need, like paying on your mortgages. Don't turn your head on ways that you can save, like paying rent. For example, refiing. Interest rates are incredibly low. American Financing Mortgage Consultants will discuss custom loan options to save you up to $1,000 a month. They did this job for me. It was so cool. They did it in the pandemic. And come on, saving money, tightened up the time without starting your term over. Call them at 303-695-7000, 303-695-7000. They answer the phone. You go to work. They take all, you know, they'll do the heavy lifting. AmericanFinancing.net. AmericanFinancing.net, NMLS 182334, regulated by the Division of Real Estate, 303-695-7000. Hey, Chris, you're on the radio show. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Peter. May you live an interesting time.
Oh, that's a curse.
Yeah, indeed. On the Marxism, I just got a couple quick comments. It is effective. Marxism is the world heavyweight champion of destabilizing an established order.
But remember what's important is this. They Marxists don't arrive in this country. It's ridiculous. But Marxists don't arrive in the third world without arriving for a reason.
Yeah. Amen. And then on Antifa, Marxism's ugly stepbrother, I'd like to just point out one glaring example of some world-class hypocrisy. 2 weeks ago, the New York Post posted a very damaging article on Twitter's preferred candidate, Joe Biden, highlighting some, you know, all sorts of stuff that damaged his election possibilities. So Twitter banned banned the New York Post from posting anything. And
Chris, what do you think is going to happen when the, not Joe Biden, because he's not smart enough, when these other people get their hands on the FCC, on licensing, on practices, what do you think is going to happen to a talk radio show that they don't like?
The curtain.
Thank you. Because the same thing has happened in academia.
We have a kind of a textbook example of Twitter, a corporation, a powerful corporation, in league with some politicians. And so some citizens went there last couple weeks ago to protest Twitter's activity with all the bans.
And I saw
And what happens? And Antifa, the anti-fascists, show up and
attacked
start beating
them.
Up
I saw it. But what they don't know who they are. Historically, they are the Krupps. They're the Farbens. They are Dr. Portia. And they all played this wonderful game with the Fuhrer in the early days. And then when the Fuhrer came along and clamped down. And, you know, the people who wrote editorials, and then when the Fuhrer gets in, the first people to go to the camps are the newspaper editors. That's why fools like this sport coat boy at Channel 9 has no idea what waits around the corner. Good call, everybody. We will do that tomorrow morning. Stephen Tubbs, this afternoon at 3. Saw him lose a friend. I don't think Ken Baca will be appearing on the Tubbs show much anymore, but we'll see what happens. And the counting will continue in Georgia today. And who got Matthew Dolloff out of... Who bailed Matthew Dolloff out? Inquiring minds want to know. Billy Thorpe, thank you. Rock and roll is here to stay. Thanks for the last 6 to 8 weeks of radio. Let's see what the next 6 to 8 bring. Take care, everybody. Thank you.
Till we meet.